The Girls They Left Behind by Lillian Harry.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Track 5.
Washing took almost the whole day. And if it wasn't good drying weather, there'd be wet clothes hung around the fire indoors all evening, and even draped over pictures on the wall. Sometimes it was Wednesday before she could do her ironing, and that meant the whole week was put out of joint. She sighed and bent to take the big yellow bar of sunlight soap from the cupboard Frank had built under the kitchen sink. Arguing with Ethel had put her in a bad mood. It would be a long time before she went out to give her a pleasant word again. For Alice Brunner, there was no good news. Each morning she woke knowing that she must go through another day without Henrik, and without knowing even whether he was alive or dead, for she still heard nothing of him. Many of the men on board the Arandora Star had died, many others had been saved, and yet there'd been no word of Henrik, no word of whether he's one of those taken on to Canada, no word of whether he'd been deported instead to the Isle of Man. It was as if he had vanished into thin air. He must have drowned. There were times when Alice wished he'd died before the war had ever begun. At least then she could have been a widow, respected as such by her neighbours. At least she wouldn't have had to suffer the spite of people like Ethel Glaister, who had sneered at her for being married to a Jerry and refused to buy her newspapers from her hun. And she would have known what had happened to him. She could have shared his last moments. But no sooner had she let these thoughts travel through her mind than they would be followed by a searing guilt. How could she wish her beloved Henrik dead? He'd been her rock, her lover, her husband, her friend.